Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, you look at this group, there are a lot of journeymen in that group. Valdez-Scantling is, you know, journeyman. Mac Hollins, journeyman. Keon Coleman hasn't developed. Curtis Samuels, a gimmicky weapon. And Shakir is a good player, but you need more. And I think going out and getting more after what the Jets did makes sense for them.
That's Pete Prisco. One thing about, he says there, like Curtis Samuels, the gimmicky weapon. They don't have to use him like a gimmicky weapon. He did have a catch down the field against the Jets.
He did.
Forget who I was talking to yesterday.
He had 44 yards, I mean, for him. Triple his receiving total on the year.
It's kind of mini ranting with friends that, why do the Bills get a fast guy and always treat him like a gimmick?
Yeah.
Because they do that. Isaiah McKenzie's gadget. Mm-hmm. Curtis Samuel's gadget. More than he is just, hey, go play.
Mm-hmm.
At least since Daboll left. I mean, John Brown, what was he? Run down the field.
He was like a real wide receiver.
Yeah. And since then, it's been, oh, the fast guys are here for the gadgets. Anyway, we'll see if this opens things up for Curtis Samuel. The Bills acquire Amari Cooper and really steal the headlines from the Jets. Right now on ESPN, they've got both right wide receivers on the screen. Like, which one's better as far as who will have a bigger impact? Adams to the Jets, Cooper to the Bills. Think, by the way, if the Jets had won that game and then this happens, it's arms race, division, holy cow, we are in the thick of it. Instead, you know, two-game lead, pretty good. The Bills are sitting pretty, I think. They're in good shape. And their defense looks like they've got some issues, but we're starting to find out who their playmakers are. You know, Bernard, you kind of knew that. Taylor Rapp had a great game. So you were at this game. Joe was at the game at MetLife Stadium, Bills and Jets.
The windiest tailgate I've ever seen in my entire life, by the way.
More so than the Patriots hurricane,
so
or you were not there?
I was not at that one, so that's going to be my caveat here. I was not at that one.
Okay.
So I'm guessing that one probably was windier. This one was like you couldn't have...
A tent?
You really couldn't. We had to put our table on... Like we got like a big passenger van that we rented to take down there, and we had the only place we could put the table and have it be anywhere where it wouldn't get blown away was like on the side of the van that was being blocked by the wind, like taking the spot next to it. Like we had a football and we were just chucking, the parking lot was like empty when we first got there, and throwing this football probably 80 yards in the air because we just get caught up in the wind. The stadium was big and kind of, have you ever been there, MetLife?
I have not. I was at the Meadowlands long ago, but never MetLife.
It was just kind of bleh.
No.
You know, like nothing over the top, nothing crazy special. The concourses, same thing. Like it was very neutral. I guess that's probably on purpose though, because they have two teams to play there. Like there's, if you didn't look out on the field, you would have never known the New York Jets play football there. Like there's just no markings of it anywhere. Or the Giants. It's just gray. Everything's gray.
Yeah.
But stadium was massive. The game was pretty, I mean, obviously long and frustrating. But yeah, like the sight lines were great. You know what it reminded me of that is different, I think, from the current stadium that's going to be more like the new stadium, is you could tell how steep it was. Like we were row 4 of the upper deck, so kind of like lower level of the upper deck, bird's eye view, and you feel like there was like obviously 50 rows above us, and you feel like you're like in the sky, but you're right on the field. Like you're closer, you could tell you're closer to the field than you are in the current stadium. Like it's very, very steep. So the game was a great experience for sure. A lot of Bills fans also.
You got a road win.
And you got a road win.
In a very stupid game.
I do think like Jets fans weren't as bad as I thought they could have been. But you ever on a road game, just like I don't want to walk out of here and like have the game be a loss and just go home, right. You know, like just constant banter from behind you as you're walking out. And, of course, Bills fans. There's enough Bills fans. You're just high-fiving everybody in blue and red that you walk by.
That reminds me of the time I was walking out of Game 5 in Carolina wearing my Sabres jersey, and a horde of Carolina fans followed me out and said, get out of here.
Uh-huh.
You're in the wrong town, buddy. And I was just like, Man, how sad.
There is such a cool, a great feeling of
what, winning on the road
when you're in their building and you're all walking out of the game, yeah. And all the Bills fans are high fiving, and the Jets fans are just demoralized. Like, again, we're gonna lose again.
Let me give you some numbers on Amari Cooper and what this means for the Bills. There's a conversation here about Joe Brady and Josh Allen that is the secondary conversation. Like, all right, let's get. And here's where it starts. Chris Trapasso, CBS Sports, had this yesterday. Amari Cooper is currently second in the NFL in air yards.
Okay.
Yep. 697. Air yards is how far the ball has traveled through the air on its way to Cooper.
Yep.
697. Shakir, Samuel, Hollins, Coleman, and MVS combined.
Uh-huh.
799.
Yikes.
697 to 799. The entire Bills wide receiver corps has 100 more air yards than this one player. And the thing I keep thinking about, they this year turned Josh Allen into let's dink, dunk, take easy stuff and get yak. Mm-hmm. That's been their goal for years. And they just traded for a wide receiver who goes down the field and they throw it down the field.
Do you know where he ranked last year in average depth of target?
Cooper?
Yeah. Actually, out of 36 receivers had 100 targets last year. He was fourth in the NFL in average depth of target. Only Ayuk, Hopkins, and Evans were higher.
To me, Cooper represents, and this is something to get in with Sal and get in with Joe Marino next hour, that he's a Josh Allen receiver. Josh,
yes,
everybody knows this, wants to throw down the field. He yes. wants to heave it. And, you know, deciding to throw a governor on his engine and say, we'll throw 6 yards all the time. Throw it behind the line of scrimmage for a screen. What are you talking about? He wants to rip the ball down the field, which is why I made this point.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yesterday, Joe, so I'm sorry for people out there hearing it again, but you were at the game. Why did he throw a 50-yard bomb to Ray Davis? Because he was the furthest away.
Yo, by the way,
that's
like,
why.
So you got you know Josh Allen. Like if you've watched him enough, we're like in the upper deck. So I love that view because you can just see you could see the whole field. And you saw Ray Davis.
Me and my buddy, and you
next
knew it.
To me, we noticed Ray Davis throwing down the field. We're like, oh, Davis. We yes. both said Davis like at the same time. Like he's gonna throw this ball. We see the running back 50 yep. yards down the field with a step, like. Just, you know, in turn, he's throwing this football. Sure enough, bam, there it is. Just, he heaves it 50 yards. It's amazing.
If Josh Allen had a choice between a tackle-eligible 50 yards downfield or a receiver 12 yards, he's throwing to the tackle.
I mean, he's the man that threw a 50-yard bomb to Pat DeMarco once
yes.
upon a time. That's it. Yes. That's in there somewhere.
You've got to tap into his soul and what he is. And what a guy that gets open down the field, a depth of target guy. You know, for one thing that Cooper could maybe unlock, and this is where Allen has to be better. Don't we all know that Josh Allen's deep ball has basically disappeared?
Oh,
and,
yeah,
and
totally.
Cooper is not like your burner over the top, but he's good enough. And he wins a lot vertically, so maybe Josh can get that ball back in his game. Used to have it, and he's missed a lot on it. Sometimes it's a drop, sometimes it's just a flat-out miss. But Cooper, to me, is not your yak, crafty guy that it's he's again field stretcher might also be too much. He's just a winner on the outside.
He's not right. He's not like DeSean Jackson, but from what they have, he is their best field stretcher. He's not the best in the league. He's their best, though, is he not?
Yeah, and
immediately the guy. Look at the guy they cut.
I was just gonna say MVS is who they cut.
MVS is who they cut, and his job was to stretch the field. So it's Cooper now. Like Cooper is stretching the field, and Cooper is also going to do everything. Like he runs all the routes. But like, here's another one: explosive plays from receivers in the last 3 years. He's ninth in the NFL. He has 41. And like the list of guys above him are all like outside receivers, by the way, that go down. DJ Moore, AJ Brown, Brandon Ayuk, Tyreek Hill, CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson.
Sounds great.
Like those are the only names ahead of him. Like yeah. He's going to play on the outside. He's going to run down the field. He's not going to run a 4-2. But I mean, again, like watching the highlights of him at last year with the Browns, when he started going nuts at the end of the year with Joe Flacco, what were they doing? Flacco was just heaving the ball down the field. That's what their whole offense was last year. So I think that's going to be his job. He's going to be the number one target, I think, by the time he gets rolling. But I think he's also going to be the guy that's going to be getting the big plays.
Well, his upgrade is significant. This stat came from Graham Barfield, fantasy football analyst, who wrote that Amari Cooper has the fifth lowest catchable target rate. When they throw to the receiver, is the ball catchable? And the answer for Cooper is it's the fifth worst. The guys ahead of him, Adonai Mitchell, who's he playing with? He's playing a lot with Anthony Richardson, who misses him. Calvin Ridley.
Yeah.
Will Levis. Cortland Sutton with Bo Nix. And Demarcus Robinson with Matthew Stafford. Those are the only four guys that have a worst catchable target percentage.
Mm-hmm.
And then comes Cooper. So, like, throw him in an offense. It's one of those things where when they traded for Diggs, there were numbers that indicated, you know, if this guy comes into our offense, it will just immediately be better on efficiency.
Yeah.
And if you're looking at Cooper and his production and you're the Bills, you say, well, what if instead of, you know, having passes not go to him, they went to him? Oh, all right. Let's see if Josh Allen can get on the ball. So, man, what a day. What a day yesterday. It was a great day. Bills win. Set up for a couple of games here where they should be okay.
Yeah.
And the next conversation, I guess, is kicker, which Sean McDermott said he's concerned. He understands how fans are concerned.
Uh-huh. Do we know, by the way, what number Amari Cooper's going to be wearing yet?
19.
He's going to be wearing 19?
Yes. Okay. He's taking.
He was wearing number 2.
He was. So he's Tyler Bass is not giving up his number.
Okay.
Cooper's wearing.
Or being cut.
19. Previous number 19?
Isaiah McKenzie.
Did he wear 19? He wore 6 for a while.
He wore 19, I think, and then switched to 6 when they allowed the
That's right.
The numbers.
Also?
I would hope receivers, because I hate it as a quarterback number.
Donald Jones,
yep.
Fast Freddie Smith.
Oh, sure, right. Did he ever play for them like in a regular season game, though? Or was he just preseason?
Oh, no, Fast Freddie Smith.
He made it? Okay.
Yeah, Jonathan Smith, a.k.a. Fast Freddie. Yeah, he did. Mike Williams. Don't forget about Mike Williams.
Yep.
Which one was that? Which Mike Williams? The late Mike
Syracuse,
Williams?
The late Mike Williams, yeah.
And also, one more name here, Walt Powell.
Okay, I remember one thing about Walt Powell.
Catch a deep pass during the drought once?
I don't remember that. I remember being mad about a play at the end of the... Remember the Seattle Monday night game?
Yes.
Tyrod's like best game as a Bill, maybe. There's a play at the end of the game that goes to the end zone. The Bills need a touchdown to win. I think they go to like Robert Woods on the left. And on the right side of the field,
Walt Powell.
Richard Sherman blasts Walt Powell for no reason.
That's right.
Like concusses him. And people were mad about that the next day. It's the only thing I remember. He's the guy that got smashed by Richard Sherman for no reason, is all I remember about him.
803-0550. Sal, top of the hour to recap what the Bills had to say about the acquisition of Amari Cooper. Sean McDermott couldn't have downplayed it more. Hilariously.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone's excited. And here's McDermott to say, like, first off, we've got faith in the guys we've got. Okay. Great.
Yeah.
So I thought that was funny. Anyway, Sal at 7, Joe Marino 7:30, Lindy at 8. The Sabres have a big 3-game stretch here. Win a couple games, come back home. We'll talk about it with you. 803-0550 on WGR.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.